This is Chris.
And this is Frank.
From Fozzy. And welcome to the Century Media Artists Podcast. Yeah, boy. We're here at the Century Media offices, a.k.a. the back of our tour bus, which has been taken over by Century Media. And we're going to play you a few songs from our new album.
Do You Want to Start a War?
This song is from our new album featuring Bunny Carlos on the drums. We're going to play some songs from Do You Want to Start a War and some of our Century Media label mate favorites. Let's start off with some tunes from our new record, Frank. What song do you want to kick it off with?
I want to kick it off with the heaviest song on the record. This is Brides of Fire.
Can I tell a quick story about how we got that?
Sure.
Thanks, man. You're a good guy. Did an interview with Adrian Smith a couple years ago. He had a new album with a side project that he had called Primal Rock Rebellion. I said to him, what song should I play? He said, Brides of Fire. I said, Brides of Fire? He said, no, Brides of Fire. I said, Brides of Fire? He said, no, Brides of Fire. He's got this super thick London accent. I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. It's not bright as a fire. Yes, Brides of Fire. And I thought, okay, so his song is Bright as a Fire, but Brides of Fire is one of the coolest song titles I've ever heard in my life. So
way better title.
Way better title. So I wrote the song Brides of Fire as influenced by Adrian Smith, but not co-written by, so he doesn't get any royalties. And believe me, Frank, we're getting millions of Italian lire.
I can't even count it all.
I can't even count it, right, exactly. What's 10% of nothing again?
Nothing.
Yeah, boy. Brides of Fire right here on the Century Media Artist Podcast.
Believe. When the lights go out, the walls come down, we
back to the Centrum Media Artist Podcast. This is Frank.
And this is Chris.
From Fozzy. Yeah. You just heard Do You Want to Start a War, the title track of the new record, which I believe was your idea to use as the title track, wasn't it, Frank?
Well, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but yeah, it was my idea.
Can you hear that? That was him patting himself on the back. And how was that your idea, Frank?
Just because I'm good that way. I just thought it was a great title. The song was called Do You Want to Start a War? And then we were thinking of album titles and we were batting around different ideas. And then we were listening to the demos and the song came back on again. And I heard it and I was like, guys, that's the album. That's the whole concept. That's everything right there. Do you want to start a war?
And I was like, you know, after 14 years, it was about time you had one good idea.
Frank finally had one good idea. You were due.
And sandwiched between Brothers of Fire and Do You Want to Start a War was Lights Go Out, the first single, our first top 20 single in Fozzy history.
Can't believe it.
Well, I can't. I've always believed in you, Frank. I knew you had it in you.
I doubt myself all the time.
You know, Rich Ward wrote that song with Johnny Andrews, who he was hooked up with through Centrum Media, Steve Joe, the rock and roll guru. And it was kind of weird because, you know, Rich had never written a song with somebody else outside of the band before. So it's kind of like if we were swingers and me and Rich are like, you know, a married couple, and he goes to have to do the hibbity dibbity.
You guys have an open marriage.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I'm like, how was it? How did it go? How was he? And he's like, yeah, it was really good, man. You know, I had a bunch of ideas.
How was it?
He hated all. Yeah, I was like so jealous.
How was it?
Like, so well, what's this Johnny Andrews like?
So yeah, so what'd you guys do?
Did you give him any of my lyrics?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so was he better than me?
Yeah, and Rich was like, well, you know, I had a bunch of ideas, he hated all of them, so we just threw everything away and just started from scratch, and this is what we came up with. And I heard that song, it was like, oh my god, we've now created a new genre. It's like heavy metal dance music,
and it's what, number 3 on the stripper charts?
No, top rock song for 3 months on the stripper charts.
On the stripper charts,
yeah. So it's like Wiz Khalifa, Beyonce, and you, Frank.
I can't believe it.
Sex on a stick is all I have to say about that. We've talked about Brothers of Fire, but let's get back into some other music from some other Centrum Media compatriots, bands that we enjoy, bands that we always dig. One of them would be your old band and kind of current band, new band, Stuck Mojo.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
You forgot about those guys.
Yeah, I forgot about them.
Kind of, I almost didn't want to say this because people might get the wrong idea, but one of the first metal bands with a rap singer. I'm not going to say rap metal because it wasn't. It was one of the first metal bands with a rap singer.
I think
a rapper.
Very well put. I never thought of us as rap rock or rap metal. I thought of us as a metal
band. And you started before the rap metal trend, like in 98, and Mojo started in 66. It was the Kinks and Mojo went on tour in 96, I believe it was.
Yeah, the band actually started before another rap rock band that shall remain nameless.
Limp Bizkit?
No.
Korn?
Even before all those guys.
Who's the first one?
Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Before their album even came out, we were already a band, you know. So right. we were the first. Thing.
You were the first.
We were the first.
You shan't be the last. We have a big reunion show coming up December 26th at the Masquerade.
In Atlanta.
From the classic lineup.
That's right.
Featuring yourself, Rich, Corey Lowry, and Theron Archie.
Theron Archie,
AKA
yes.
Bones.
Bones, yes.
And it's the first time you guys have played together in 10 years?
16 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that lineup hasn't shared the stage since 1998. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I mean, we just got together to start having some meetings, and you know, it's been almost exactly 16 years since we even have been in a room together. So we may self-destruct before it ever even comes around. But no, it's going to be good.
You might throw the switch.
We might throw the switch
on the reunion. Let me ask you one thing. First of all, you chose Throw the Switch. What album is this on?
That's on Rising.
You don't like Bones better than me, though, do you, Frank?
I get such different things from both of you. It's apples and oranges.
He didn't even say he likes Bones better than me, Rich. It's terrible.
That's terrible.
All right, then forget it. Then I was going to talk more about your stupid band, but here's Throw the Switch by your dumb old band, Stuck Mojo. We're back with the Century Media Artist Podcast. We just heard our buds and Otherwise with their new single, Darker Side of the Moon. I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of Pink Floyd-ish, I guess.
Well, I mean, the name is clever. It's a clever name.
Yeah.
Do you like Otherwise better than you like Bones?
I don't like anything better than I like Bones.
Oh, you are fired.
I love Bones. I've got a crush on Bones.
Can you play drums, Tim? And in between that was a Lacuna Coil featuring Christina Scabia, who I got a little bit of a crush on, only because she's a heavy metal chick.
I like her better than Bones.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not hearing you anymore. You are no longer part of this show. The new song is called Die and Rise. Lacuna Coil, currently on tour of the United States. Go check them out on tour with The Devil You Know. So many great artists on Century Media Records. Let's do one more song from Fozzy. Let's do something from the last record, Frank. And even though you and I are on the outs right now, I'm going to let you choose. We're on the outs all the time. We're always arguing about something.
I know. We fight constantly. We're like an old married couple.
We should probably start a show called Frank and Chris Fight About Everything.
I'd love it. I'm there.
Dude, it'd be on this week on Sunday nights on A&E Network on channel on Sunday nights on A&E.
This week on Chris and Frank Fight.
It's the moon landing. Did it happen or not? So what song would you like to hear from our last record, Frank?
I think I want to hear the title track to our last record, Sin and Bones.
Yeah. Super cool song. We still love playing it live. We do it every night.
A staple of our set even now.
Up until now, and including now. And in the future, once you leave the band, we're still going to be playing Sin and Bones. All right, here we go. Title track. we'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Century Media Artist Podcast. Good news is Frank and I have mended fences. We are holding hands right now. And as a result of that, join us in our celebration. Make sure you check out our new album, Do You Want to Start a War? Come check us out on tour, the Cinder Block Party. It's going to start November 20th in Flint, Michigan. Frank, how excited are you to go on the road with Texas Hippie Coalition and Shaman's Harvest?
I can't wait.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Do you like Shaman's Harvest better than me?
No.
Thank you. Finally, you get your cue. Jeez, man. Check out the new record, Do You Want to Start a War? Come see us. All of the dates at FozzyRock.com. Hit us up on the Twitter at FozzyRock and come see us on tour. Take off your clothes. Jump up and down. Show us your boobs. Whatever you want to do, we are here for you.